This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Apple has hit a major milestone. The electronics giant is now the biggest public company ever measured by stock value. Apple shares climbed more than 2.5% yesterday to $665 a share. Joining us now with more on this is our own Scott Tong. He joins us live. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Stacey.
Scott, how significant is this?
Well, the company's worth $623 billion as of this morning, and one financial writer threw out the comparison to Usain Bolt. That is, the champion surging out to the front ahead of the competition, and then the gap becomes embarrassing. Last year, Apple nosed in front of ExxonMobil in size, but now it's 1.5 ExxonMobils, just to give you an idea of,
wow,
of how quickly this company is growing. There is a however. If you factor in inflation, Microsoft back in 99 was still substantially bigger, but I mean, still quite a moment, Stacey.
Yeah. Well, how did Apple get here? How did they achieve such a high valuation?
Apple charges a whole lot more than its competitors. I mean, it's hard for you and I to know because the cost of our phone is kind of invisible to us. It's built into our plan.
Right.
But Apple charges a price for its iPhone maybe 50% more than a competing company that has, say, an Android phone. So Apple enjoys what's called a gross profit margin of 60% by one estimate. So we, the consumers, I don't know, we're either smart enough or dumb enough to pay the high price, the big part of it.
Well, Scott, can Apple's stock price keep climbing? From what I recall, the company had a disappointing earnings report last quarter.
Yeah, it only made $8.8 billion in Q2. you know, if you're optimistic, you say people are just holding off waiting for the next iPhone. But longer view, there are some questions out there. How long can any company stay at the top? You know, ask Microsoft, ask Sony. They have leadership questions. Steve Jobs, of course, died last fall. So at some point, you think gravity might take hold, but not yet.
Scott Tong in Washington. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.